This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Russia says the head of the private Wagner military group, who staged a short-lived rebellion, will move to Belarus and not face prosecution as part of a deal to defuse a crisis that posed a challenge to President Vladimir Putin's government. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says the fighters who took part in Yevgeny Prigozhin's rebellion will not be prosecuted, while those who did not will be offered contracts by the defense ministry. The deal was struck Saturday in negotiations with the president of Belarus. Prigozhin said afterwards that he was ordering his troops to halt their march to Moscow and retreat to field camps in Ukraine, where they've been fighting alongside Russian troops. By Saturday evening, the Russian mercenary fighters were seen pulling out of Rostov-Don, a city of more than a million people near the border with Ukraine, where the fighters had taken control a day earlier. As the Wagner group was ready to pull away, the crowd broke out in cheers and chants of "Wagner, Wagner." The result of the standoff in Russia succeeded in de-escalating a major challenge to President Vladimir Putin's grip on power, but analysts say it left Putin looking diminished. Syracuse University professor of Russian politics Brian Taylor called it the most dramatic military confrontation in Russia in 30 years, and he said it will reflect poorly on Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I think Putin emerges from this significantly weakened. I think if you're a member of the Russian elite, or in fact a member of the Russian population, you're going to look at this and think, wow, a private army just drove on Moscow for most of the day, no one stopped them, and they're allowed to leave and no real consequences after the president went on TV and called what they were doing treason.
Ukraine's defense minister said Saturday an international program to train Ukrainian pilots to fly F-16 fighter jets could begin as early as next month. This is VOA News. Abortion rights supporters and opponents held dueling rallies in Washington Saturday, the first anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling that had legalized the procedure nationwide. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilborn reports.
Abortion rights campaigners marched through the streets of Washington on Saturday, marking the one-year anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Last year's ruling allowed states to ban abortion care for the first time in nearly 50 years. Conservative states have passed a flood of legislation to restrict the procedure, while others have moved to protect abortion access. In Washington, former Vice President Mike Pence spoke at the National Celebrate Life Day rally. He thanked abortion opponents for their work in sending Roe to, quote, the ash heap of history. Fourteen states have implemented a near-total abortion ban in the past year, even as opinion polls show a majority of Americans want abortion legal in all or most states.
Police in Israel say a Palestinian assailant has opened fire at an Israeli military checkpoint in the occupied West Bank before being shot and killed. Elsewhere in the occupied territory, settlers rampaged through a Palestinian village, throwing stones and setting fire to homes. The incidents Saturday are the latest in months of escalating violence. They cap a bloody week in the West Bank. This year has been one of the deadliest for Palestinians in the West Bank in years. At least 137 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire in the West Bank so far in 2023. As of Saturday, 24 people on the Israeli side have been killed in Palestinian attacks. The U.S. Justice Department is now proposing a December 11th trial for Donald Trump in a classified documents case. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon had set an initial trial date of August 14th for former President Trump, who faces 37 felony counts accusing him of illegally hoarding classified documents and obstructing Justice Department efforts to get them back. Prosecutors with Special Counsel Jack Smith's office asked the judge on Friday to reschedule the trial for December. They say the delay is necessary because the case involves classified information and requires Trump's lawyers to obtain security clearances, a process that's underway. Judge Cannon will be the one ultimately setting the trial date. I'm Julie Walker.
You can find more information on that story and all the stories we're covering today on VOAnews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.